Hello and welcome to another fabulous episode of the Papa Bell's Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick.
And I'm going to have to find somebody else next week.
Find a co-host.
I'm going to need another co-host next week. And you better hope that it's not somebody who ends up being better than you.
I was going to say they have very small shoes to fill. Very.
You're a little guy. Let's just put it... What are you, like a 6.5?
I'm round up to a 9.
Nice. I'm a 8.75. I think that's close enough. That's like being 5'10 and saying you're 6 foot all the time, which is what I do.
Yeah. I've been my whole life. I'll tell you, I'm like 5'7, 5'9.
Something.
Dude, you're 5'6, aren't you? I don't know, I might be.
Maybe. But if you flip that 6 upside down, it's a 9.
But yeah, you're gonna have to, you know, either roll solo, you know, bring Carissa in to pinch hit for me for a week.
That sounded really bad.
It's a you said baseball analogy.
Pinch hit, right? Okay, I thought you said pinch it. That's not right. That's not cool.
I don't know where your head's at, aside from in those headphones,
right?
But yes, you will need a substitute. All right, better?
That's better, yeah.
Sub me out.
I might bring my dad in. We'll see.
No.
Oh, come on.
Okay, no, you're kind of like your dad.
Come on. What am I going to do, bring your dad in?
Definitely not.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could have your dad as the guest co-host for the show and also for Ask a Dad.
True. Yeah, we could do that. I'll pull a little Shugalippo. Have my dad on the thing. Although it was her and her mom, yeah. To be fair. But, you know, have a parent.
Make sure your dad says weenus.
Of course, yeah. It just has to happen. Yeah. Well, we'll sneak it in there somewhere. We'll sneak in my dad's weenus. It'll happen.
That sounds horrifying.
Right? See, it's all a matter of perspective.
I'm going to sneak in my dad's weenus.
Right.
You're going to do what? What the fuck are you talking about?
So,
we're talking weenus.
We've been getting a little bit of attitude this week. I don't know.
I told you I was sorry.
Not you! No, from the little one. Just a little bit. Just a little bit of, I don't know, she just doesn't feel like cooperating sometimes. She just feels like going her own way.
She and can I'm go like, her own way.
You're not even 2 years old yet.
Go her own way.
Why are you two going on 17? What is this? What is this separation thing that's going on? It's driving me nuts.
Did you see what I tweeted yesterday?
No.
If the 14-year-old that's currently possessing my four-year-old soul could just go ahead and leave.
Yeah.
So I feel you.
Right.
And you're right. We're in the same place. But you're experiencing it for the first time.
Right.
Of the terrible twos.
Well,
I
mean...
They don't start when they're two. It's like 18 months on, Satan baby's pretty much in the house.
I mean, she's been pretty good. I mean, nothing more than expected. I think it's just this week it's been more consistent.
Can her head spin, like, fully around?
Well, I did go into her bedroom the other night to check on her, and her head was, for some reason, underneath her panda. Somehow, her panda ended up on top
of her
head.
That's a euphemism.
It's an actual stuffed animal. Yeah, she usually uses it as a pillow.
Okay.
She loves it, ever since my mom got it for her at the zoo. But this time it was on top of her head. I'll post a picture.
When you walked in, did it look like the panda's head was Emma's head? Was it like Emma's head?
Pretty much, kind of. Well, it was more like, okay.
Like Emma body panda head?
She's got a couple of stuffed animals that's kind of up against the one edge of her crib.
Right.
And then, so I see the stuffed animals, I see panda, and then I see little kid body. Like, where's her head? Is she still breathing?
She was eaten by stuffed animals.
Right. Yeah.
Although, honestly, I'm going to start calling her Panda Head Emma Body.
That's totally fine.
It's a terrible name. I'll just call her Panda Head.
I should get her a panda hat.
You should.
Because, I mean, that's just cute anyway. Like a little panda outfit.
It's just simply adorable.
It's just awesome.
Just
adorable.
Speaking of bear costumes, I wanted to bring up Winnie the Pooh. Now, I want to bring up Winnie the Pooh for a weird reason.
I hated Winnie the Pooh growing up, by the way. Rabbit bored the shite out of me.
That explains a lot. It really does. I bet your favorite character was Eeyore, wasn't it?
Yeah. No. Tigger.
Of course you're a Tigger kid. You are you are such a Tigger kid. You know that?
That sounds horrible.
Aw, you're mean. That's not good.
He's a liger. What do you have against ligers?
Is he a liger?
No, he's a tiger.
I was going to say. And I mean, the wonderful thing about Tiggers is Tigger's a wonderful thing. But let's not go there. All right. Yeah, so I've always wanted to kind of dress up Emma as a... do like a Winnie the Pooh for Halloween one year, right? She's got that round Winnie the Pooh face. It's so cute.
You just said your daughter has a Pooh face.
She does have a Pooh face. Yeah. But, so I was watching an episode of At Midnight the other night, and they decided to have a game where it featured weird music videos from strange alternative European bands.
Right.
Okay, so do you remember the original werewolf movie? Where he's got the, are those people who have, like, the werewolf syndrome, where their faces are all covered in hair, right? Can you picture that in your head?
I mean, I can picture it, but...
Yeah. Okay, so it's a whole bunch of dudes... shirtless, skinny and pale, you know. They're playing, like, heavy metal kind of music. And they have that type of face going on. It's makeup. Okay. It's been confirmed as makeup, right? That kind of face around their whole head.
Right.
Right? And their name is Winnie Pooh. W-I-N-N-Y-P-U-H-H. And now I cannot look at Winnie the Pooh the same. Without thinking about that band. It's terrible. Here's something that's actually in your territory, though. Just out of curiosity, my wife was on Netflix. Wife was on Netflix, right. Poking around for something for Emma to watch.
Yeah, she was. Sorry.
She put on Sophia the First.
That's an aneurysm. A great face. Having an aneurysm.
I thought something was it. So what's the deal here? What should I know about Sophia the First going into it? Because there's only the first season on Netflix, by the way.
Okay. First of all, do you know who does her voice?
No. Was it Mila Kunis or something?
No. Modern Family.
Haven't seen it.
Are you... What? Has ever seen Phil Dunphy, yo?
No.
Hang on. Let me go on IMDb.
We've had this conversation.
I know,
before.
And it's horrifying.
Right?
I'm looking it up, but it's the Ariel Winter from...
Let me see her picture.
There you go.
Let me see. Ariel Winter.
Ariel Winter from Modern Family.
Get that crap off.
Yeah, so she plays... Actually, the cast is surprising.
Okay.
Bailiwick,
okay.
The butler. Is voiced by Tim Gunn.
I know Tim Gunn. Wow. Really?
Yeah. Wayne Brady is the voice of the rabbit Clover.
Look, let's just get something straight.
Is Wayne Brady going to have to choke a bitch?
Ever since 1997, Wayne Brady will do anything to be on television. Even if it's just his voice.
Let me see. Other names in here.
Yeah.
Sarah Ramirez. She was on Grey's Anatomy. I forget what
I've
her
seen,
name was.
I've seen one or two things of Grey's Anatomy.
She's the voice of the Queen.
Okay.
Anyway, so... It's kind of an annoying show.
It was very annoying. Yeah.
Yeah.
This particular episode had flying horses.
I've seen that like a million times.
And she got the small one.
Yeah.
She got the midge.
Yeah.
Is what she got.
And they won.
Right. Eventually, obviously.
They won the flying horse race.
I mean,
the derby.
I probably could have seen... Actually, I did see that coming.
Yeah.
Right from the get-go. The whole... Oh, well, there is one horse gift, but nobody wants this horse. She's like, I'll take this horse. Okay, but you're not going to win.
They're phenomenal at foreshadowing of nothing.
Apparently, yeah. The animation, by the way, is tugging on my heartstrings. Because it's reminding me of the early days of animation. So.
Right. I mean, there are worse shows.
Right.
And basically, she has that. She's an amulet that lets her talk to
animals or something like that.
Yeah.
Wild Thornberry. Wild Thornberry.
Yes.
Rip off. Yeah.
But you know, I mean,
is that right?
It's a cartoon. It's annoying. Right. It's no.
We'll see.
It's no Doc McStuffins.
Obviously not.
You know, I mean,
which I'm excited for.
It's no. The new Inspector Gadget on Netflix.
I have not seen that yet.
It's on there.
We haven't watched any yet.
It's all, I think it's like 13 or 14 episodes.
We'll have to give that a shot.
It's a different animation style. It's kind of like the new...
All right.
Updated. Not 3D, but it's kind of like
it's
that.
It's very polygon-oriented.
Yes.
That sort of thing. Speaking of polygon, there's something I did get her into. Found out that the original... two seasons of Pokemon are on there.
Nice.
It's listed as Pokemon Indigo League because they expanded the universe to include different leagues and stuff like that. So yeah, man, I was all about that when I was a
literally
kid.
Know nothing about it aside from Pikachu.
Really,
dude? I never watched it.
Wow. No. Yeah. How old were you in like 98, 99?
High school?
40.
I was a junior going on 50 years old.
Yeah, you wouldn't have been interested.
No, yeah, I was 99 to 2000.
Right.
Like, that year was my senior year of high school. So, 98, junior.
Right.
So...
There you go.
Yeah, wasn't really my shtick.
Well, now it's coming back around for me, especially with Pokemon, because now I've still got my binder, right? And now I'm looking at my binder sitting there, and I'm like, oh, money. How much is my binder worth, I wonder?
Now, were you classified as a nerd or a geek? And there's a reason I'm asking this question.
I wasn't really into computers as much, so I would say a nerd.
Okay.
I was not a computer. I had a Hotmail account. A Hotmail Kids account, by the way.
Ooh.
And I went on Cool Math for Kids all the time.
Watch out now.
But don't get me wrong. I only went on Cool Math for Kids to play Lunar Lander.
Because
I fucking hate math. Is what it is.
I give up on talking to you.
Okay.
Because I don't know what's going on anymore.
Okay.
I feel very old all of a sudden.
You are.
I forget what I was talking about. The nerd or the geek.
Nerd or the geek, right. Right.
Because we had this discussion at work last week about
what classifies what.
Right. Because I work with some nerds, I work with a geek. And lo and behold, I'm a dork.
Yeah, you are a dork, yeah.
Thank you.
Because you're not exactly a nerd, no. You're not quite a geek.
I make terrible jokes.
You're like stuck right in
between. I kind of think I'm funnier than I am.
Yeah, little bit of a jock, but not good at sports.
No, wanted to be.
You're a dork.
Yeah, yeah I'm a...
But that's okay.
Yeah, it's...
Dorks are still cool.
Yeah, dorks.
See, you and Chugalippo have something in common even more than...
She a dork?
She's totally a dork.
Awesome.
I mean, she's a cool dork, though. Not that you're not cool. All right, I'm digging my own grave here.
Okay.
Yeah,
no,
see,
no, no, I get it.
My wife and I are nerds. My father-in-law is a geek. Or no, my father-in-law's a nerd. My sister-in-law's a geek.
Okay.
My other sister-in-law is a geek. And my nephews are all dorks. So you could really classify everybody with just those three things. Except for my brother. My brother's totally a jock.
Nice.
Military and everything.
There you go.
Yeah, he's a jock. But we still love him. It's okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Let's talk about airplanes.
Airplanes? Okay.
Airplanes.
Are you nervous?
Oh my god, I'm terrified.
Really?
Okay. So, as we hinted at the beginning of the show,
right,
we're going to need a replacement player for me.
Right. Temp. Bringing temp. A temp.
Yeah.
We'll probably contact an agency.
Bringing a contractor.
Yeah.
While I'm in Jamaica playing the steel pan drums.
Right. But before you get to the drums.
Yeah, I have to get on a plane.
You have to get on a plane.
Like 7 a.m.
How long is the flight?
Like 3 hours.
That's not too bad.
No. Maddie is a lap.
Okay.
So we didn't buy a ticket. She sits on...
She's a carry-on, yes, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, so when they tell
it's
me...
It's bulky, but I consider it a carry-on. Title of the show, right there.
There you go. Yeah. Make sure you write it. Write that down.
I
got a pen to remember it.
I'm on it.
So, Maddie's sitting on a lap. She'll probably rotate between, like, me and Sarah.
Right.
My brother-in-law is on the flight. My sister-in-law and her fiancé are on the flight, but they're probably in first class, which I'm going to be like, hey, here's Maddie.
You got booted, didn't you?
No.
They were like, yeah, somebody's got to take first class. Like, it might as well be us. Yeah.
They get upgrades with, like, their card or whatever.
That's cool.
I think we're flying American Airlines.
All right. I should have hit him up then for when I went to San Francisco.
Oh, boy.
Got him some more points.
Yes. So they're like, well, you got maybe the, you know, what if they say, like, two of you guys can get bumped? Like, we'll just leave Sophia back with AJ.
Oh, God.
I mean, would that be awesome if they're, like, if it's not a full flight and they're like, we can bump you guys up? That would be freaking amazing.
That would be amazing, yeah.
More room, you know, for the kids or whatever.
Right.
But I'm not, you know, expecting that to happen. But we took Sophia on a plane, and I've said this before, when she was 8 months old for my sister's wedding in Florida. That was, like... Is it an hour and a half flight?
Right.
2 hours, maybe? And at 8 months, typically, I mean, they can be miserable. She was fantastic both ways. But what I'm worried about is, like, their ears popping.
Right.
So, you know, give them gum. Give them...
A little worried about...
Earplugs.
Earplugs, yeah. A little worried about them throwing up on takeoff. I have to hold it down on takeoff. I'm just saying.
Yeah. It was just that, and it's just being in a steel tin, you know, for 3 hours with nowhere to go. So it's like, all right, make sure the iPad is fully charged.
Right, yep.
I'm honestly half tempted to buy another cheap tablet, like a $30 tablet.
Yeah.
Like, so they each
can just cheap have some, Samsung, yeah, something or other.
Well, Samsungs aren't cheap, but...
The Samsung we got was cheap. It's another story for another time.
Okay. Yeah.
Big Lots. That's all.
Oh, I'm right. Okay. So I may, like, go just get a little cheap tablet so they both can just sit there and, like, watch YouTube or, you know, whatever.
Something, yeah.
On the plane. So, you know, I'm just nervous.
Disable automatic purchases. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, I'm hoping because of how early it is that, you know, they'll fall asleep in the car. Hopefully, once we get through security, you know, we'll probably be awake through security. And then once we're, like, sitting and having to wait for a few hours, because we're sit for a solid 2 hours waiting to board for an international flight. So I'm hoping that they'll just fall asleep while we're sitting there, since it's going to be the middle of the night still.
Yeah.
And then they'll just stay asleep when we board.
Right.
You know.
That'll make things easier.
I'm kind of hoping it's like a car ride. You know what I mean?
Right.
Where Sophia falls asleep, Maddie falls asleep.
Right.
And they're just good. Because if not, like, if we're in four-year-old not listening mode,
it's going to be a little rough.
Nick's not coming back.
A little rough.
Because I'm going to jump out the door. There's something on the wing. Something. It's me.
Something.
It's me. I'm trying pulling a DB Cooper
without
the money.
I mean, it would be nice.
Yeah.
I actually, I wasn't that impressed with the... I flew American... I flew American Airlines out to San Francisco. Gotta say, it was an older model plane, and I was not actually that impressed with the first class accommodations. Now, I did not fly first class, but the difference between first class and everybody else was that instead of three seats to the one side, there was two seats.
In first class?
It was still fucking cramped.
Well, I mean, that's typical.
Really? That's typical? Okay, so the movies are just, you know,
I've only ever seen it with two seats in first class like that.
It's a total jib then. Because I'm watching movies like I'm watching Inception, and they're in first class on this plane,
right,
and they've got, like, recliner chairs, little TV monitors in front of them,
well, I mean,
and
they
stuff
should,
like that.
I mean, typically they have that, from my understanding, but
they probably recline about yay much. And for those of you who are listening, I'm holding up my fingers about 2 inches of a distance.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
So it's not. It's definitely not worth the extra money. I'm just saying. Right. I was perfectly fine cramped up against the window where I was. Because, I mean, plus it's the window. So.
Now, when we flew, we're going to the same town, different resort.
Okay.
As we did for our honeymoon 6 years ago.
Right.
When we got married.
Right.
We're down here for our anniversary, mm-hmm, which is going to be Saturday, which is cool. You know, we wanted to go back for 5 years. We're going back for a 6 year, so kind of cool. But we flew Air Jamaica for that, and that was kind of cool. You know, like the flight attendants were all dressed, you know, Jamaican-y.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jamaican-y crazy.
Bright colors.
Yeah.
Zigzags.
I'm kind of hoping they do the same thing when we get down to the resort. I think it's a Barrow Star,
okay,
something like that. I can never remember the name of it. Where you get in, you check in, and they're like, "Oh, your room's not ready. We'll just leave your luggage here. Would you like a rum punch?" Shit, yeah,
absolutely.
Hell yeah. Give me 12.
Yeah, man.
Although I was, to be honest, I was completely drunk before we even got to our room.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah.
We actually had a contest throughout the week. We hung out with another couple pretty much the entire time we were there.
Who can stay drunk for the entire...
Well, it was who won.
Okay.
And it was whoever got the most drunk that day won.
Oh, my gosh.
Sarah and the other couple, their name was Casey and Shannon.
Okay.
And Sarah and Shannon got so tanked. They were taking, I forget the Jamaican currency.
Okay.
But the coins.
Right.
They were referring to them as Jamaican pesos and would throw them to the bottom of the pool. And it's like a 4-foot pool.
Jamesos. Basically.
And they were going diving. They were wearing goggles. I don't know where they got goggles. But they were diving for Jamaican pesos in a 4-foot pool.
Nice.
Like.
Because, you know.
Yeah, and then, like...
At least she's got an adventure to talk about, right?
Yeah.
We went diving!
We went snorkeling.
You did the whole shebang?
And Sarah was... Like, I was scared, on the boat on the way out, and then we got in, and I was cool, and Sarah was terrified. Like, she was good on the boat, and then we got in, and she's like... And she kept, grabbing me, and I'm like, you're pulling me back to a boat.
Right.
Like, the current was kind of strong, the tide was strong. Right. And so, we kept getting pulled further and further, back to the boat. Not further away, but, closer to the boat. And I'm like, I'm, underwater looking up, yelling at her. I'm like, you are ruining this for me!
You guys would have a fight on your honeymoon.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't everybody, though?
Yeah, but then you get some awesome makeup.
Right.
You know, in paradise.
We were actually thinking about going back to the same hotel in Ocean City. That
nice.
We went to the one time we ever went on vacation. But apparently you can still get the same deal there as before. So it's the Hotel Monte Carlo. It's just...
Jersey or Maryland?
Maryland.
Okay.
Hotel Monte Carlo. It's literally like a 10-second walk to the beach.
Nice.
And we got a king-size room with king-size jacuzzi. In the room, right next to the bed, it was $500 for the weekend.
It's not bad.
Because it was just before opening weekend.
Okay.
So we got there on Wednesday, and we were there until Sunday morning, And, like, some of the shops were open, kinda, but then that was opening weekend that weekend, and as soon as Saturday hit, Saturday was a friggin' mess full of people.
Nice.
It was awesome.
Happy anniversary, by the way.
Thank you so much. Yeah, our anniversary was this past week, the 14th. It's pretty sick. Well, we didn't do anything on the 14th, but the next day, so much stuff. My mom came over. She watched Emma for the better part of the day. They got to our apartment around noon. We left around 1.
Nice.
What did we do first? What did we do first?
I have no idea. I was not.
Oh, that's right. We went to Bonefish Grill. My parents got us some
boner fish.
Right. Boner, because you're getting dicked over with how much everything costs.
That's what I'm
right?
saying, but whatever.
It was a one-off. It was really good. The food was excellent. The entree portions were a little smaller than I would have liked.
Nice.
But it was filling, you know.
That's good.
But I had the ahi tuna sashimi, and it was amazing.
That sounds terrible. Sounds terrible, but...
No, it was great. But yeah, then we went to see Avengers, Age of Ultron.
Nice.
Pretty friggin' sweet. Wait,
did you say Age of Voltron?
Age of Ultron.
So
Ultron with a U.
So Voltron.
U-L-T-R-O-N.
U-L-T-Y. You ain't got no alibi.
You ugly.
Siri.
That's terrible.
I mean.
You sing kids' songs on here, too.
That's what I do.
Right. After that, we were going to go back and do some more go-karting after Carissa's newfound love for it. However, she was wearing a dress, and it was kind of impossible for her to work out having the belt in such a way where there wasn't dress flying up as
she drove.
And stuff like that. So we went and walked around Phoenixville. The Dogwood Festival was still going on. So we walked around. We saw one of my cousins. It's
nice.
Pretty cool. Yeah, cool stuff.
Sounds dope. Sorry, I'm fiddling.
Why are you texting during the podcast?
I'm not. I'm
You're
trying.
Fired. Don't even come back. Just stay in Jamaica. That's your punishment.
Sweet.
That's your punishment from this podcast. Stay
in Jamaica. Speaking of staying in Jamaica, but not at all. When we get back.
Speaking of traveling.
Yes, speaking of traveling. When we get back.
This is so ham-handed.
Yeah. I want some ham.
Sounds good, actually.
Yeah. So when we get back. We get back on Thursday.
Thursday.
The 28th. May 28th.
Right.
Sarah has to hop on a plane Sunday morning at 6:30.
Boom.
For a work trip for a week. She's never had to travel for work. This is a 2-week project.
Wow.
Where she's gone for a week, home for a week, gone for a week.
Wow.
And of course, it's like right when we get home.
Of course, yeah. She's not going to be able to unpack her bag for a little while.
No. Well, the way it falls is funny is we're in Jamaica. We get back, she leaves Sunday, she comes back Friday, then she's home for a week, then she just goes up to Horsham.
Right.
She stays in Pennsylvania, so she doesn't have to go to freaking North Dakota again.
That's nice.
but she's still staying up there for the week just because of where she has to be at another office and make work. But
right.
She finishes that, and then we immediately go on vacation for our, like, our planned, just like our family.
Yeah.
To go down the beach.
Sweet. Where are you going?
Rehoboth.
Rehoboth.
Another one of my mom and stepdad's.
I've actually never been to Rehoboth.
It's nice.
So, yeah.
It's nice. Going down to the beach is just trying to find parking and all that stuff to go down to the beach there can be a bit of a headache.
Right.
But tis what it is.
Tis what it is.
So she's got on a plane. She's going to be North Dakota.
Nice.
For a week. Less than a week.
Right.
And some of her coworkers are like, oh, will your husband be able to survive? Like,
that's like,
come on.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they meant it as, you know, one parent
with
two kids. It's difficult.
Being like, outnumbered. Yeah.
No. It's...
You've done that a couple of times now.
Yeah.
And by a couple, I mean... A hell of a lot.
Yeah, like, you know, weekends, whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not one to complain when I have them.
Right.
Like, when she's gone, I just don't feel the need to, like, text her that, you know, this one's being a pain, this one's being a pain.
Preach.
I, you know, just kind of do what I do and
right.
have fun and don't worry about it. Like, have fun, what you're doing, whatever, right. have fun. so, you know, I'm not worried about it. I'm fully confident in myself.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing that I'm worried about, and it's not really a worry, it's I have to adjust my schedule.
Right.
Because typically Sarah does drop off because daycare is, like, a mile from her office.
True.
And it basically turns my commute from 25 minutes into almost an hour and a half.
Wow.
Because of having to drive the...
All the way out to so-and-so.
So I gotta... Yeah. Normally I leave for work at 8:30.
Right.
Now I'm gonna have to be out the door at 7:30, and Sarah's never out the door with them at 7:30.
Right. So the kids are gonna be lagging a
yeah.
little bit.
Like, Maddie isn't really the problem. It's getting Sophia up and out of bed.
Right.
So,
Just don't even get her out of bed.
Just pick her up.
Just put clothes on her and just... carry her to the car. Yeah.
Brush her teeth in the car.
Right.
Spray her hair while she's in the car.
While you're driving, you got one hand on the wheel, one hand behind you. Open your mouth.
Yeah. So, honestly, it's just...
Multitasking.
It's just getting out the door in the mornings. Yeah. And, I mean, honestly, because of... I'm leaving later than them. Like, I'll wait till they're out the door to get my shower.
Right.
And get ready for work. And,
oh, yeah.
Get my breakfast, get my lunch, all together, all that stuff together. So I'm already doing most of the stuff in the morning as it is. Like, I'm getting lunch together.
Yeah.
I'm getting breakfast together. I'm making coffee. So it's... The only thing really that I'm adding is I'm not going to get them dressed. And yeah, right. I do it on the weekends when Sarah works or whatever.
So it's not too much of a stretch.
No. I mean, it's just... I need to make sure that I get out the door at 7:30
right.
so I'm at work on time for that week.
If you're anything like me... You will... It'll be awesome on the first day. The first day will go great. The second day will be absolutely terrible. It'll be horrible. You won't leave until 9 o'clock.
Right.
It'll be terrible. And then from then on, it'll be all right.
Well,
but you know.
Actually, the first day... And I don't know why I didn't remember this. My mom watches Maddie on Mondays.
Mm.
So, the first day, it's just me and Sophia getting out the door.
Right.
Maddie, I can just let sleep.
Right.
Get up, get my shower.
That's nice.
Probably pick Sophia up by the foot, you know, drag her across. Let's go.
Right. Sling her on your back.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, you know, Tuesday and Thursday, I'm working from home unless I have to go in for a meeting or something that I don't know about currently.
Right.
Which, you know, then I don't have to shower or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll get home later because I got to do the longer drive up
right.
and back.
But it is what it is. You got it.
Yeah, I mean... Like I said, it's just the morning right. that I'm worried about, like, bedtime. It's not, like, we're kind of in a groove where Maddie will go to sleep, you know, unless that's who decides that she wants to be Satan. You know, like triple ear infection. That's not possible. Oh, it'll happen.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, like I said, not super worried about it, you know?
That'd be all right.
I'm a very capable father.
Right.
Understand that other people's coworkers.
Goramit. Do you know what that is?
No.
No, it's from Firefly.
Oh.
Can I interject a new phrase into our show? And it's from Mad Max.
Okay.
All right. So you know how somebody will be going
Who's
on a rant?
Max? Why right? is he so angry?
It's funny. He obviously has to see somebody.
Why is he so angry?
So you know what I did it earlier. You're going on a rant. A little bit, right?
Right.
And then the other person says, preach. Preach it, right? Okay, so changing it up. So this one character meets Max whereby they harvest people.
So much harvesting.
For their blood.
Right.
Basically. So they refer to these people that they've captured as blood bags.
Nice.
Okay. This guy belongs to a very ritualistic crowd. Okay.
Right.
And, so it's one of those, it's an honor to die on the battlefield type thing.
Right.
So when somebody's about to die, they call to their brethren and they say, "Witness me," right? Watch me as I cross into Valhalla, basically, right? So there's a certain part where Max is strapped to the back of this car. This guy has decided to sacrifice himself and the car, and he's filling it. He's got these cans of gasoline, right? And he just decides to start emptying them.
Wait, do we need to label the spoiler alert?
No. Okay. No, it doesn't. It doesn't make much of a difference.
Okay, just making sure that you know we're not.
So he's about to, you know, he's about to die, and so he needs somebody to witness him.
Right.
But the only one there is Max. So he turns around and he says, "Witness me, bloodbag." And for some reason, that one line has stuck with me throughout the day.
I feel like it should be said with a British accent.
"Witness me, bloodbag."
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should pull that audio out of this.
Right. I'm going to make it my my ringtone for whenever my brother calls me.
Yeah, he should. You definitely should.
So those of you on the Twitters and on the Instagrams should go follow us.
Tweet us.
At
PBDadcast.
You know, go on the site. Because as much as Good Men Project is amazing for getting your weekly dose of Pop and Bottles Dadcast, you can get your daily dose through popandbottlesdadcast.com.
We put things on there. Like that. Do you remember that one time where I yelled at Piers Morgan a lot?
Oh my god, yeah, I remember that.
That was like a week ago.
That was rough. That was a rough day for you.
It was so much fun.
So much anger.
And if you want to step away from your computer for a little bit, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Yep.
You get it sent right to your device.
Your
new episodes right to you.
Coming soon to Stitcher. If I remember.
Someday. Someday. Someday we'll get there.
So many times I have it open. I'm like, gotta do this. And then,
yep.
Dumb.
And all of a sudden you get an alert from your, you know.
Yeah. Cellular device.
Something. Some sports thing, probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of not really stepping away from your... Maybe put your reading eyes away.
Mm-hmm.
And put your viewing eyes on.
Our
head
YouTube
over to our
channel.
YouTube channel.
Booyah.
YouTube.com/PopandBottlesDadcast. What do we have on there? Ask a dad. Hashtag bitches.
I love that hand signal.
I got it from Jimmy Fallon.
Really?
Him and Justin Timberlake, like last year, did the hashtag sketch, and the entire conversation is them talking to hashtags and the finger thing. And then Questlove comes through the door.
Because he's Questlove.
They're like,
"Hey,
amazing guys." They're like, "What's up, Quest?" He's like, "Hashtag shut the fuck up." It was awesome.
Questlove is the bomb.
Yes.
He's awesome.
So, yeah. Ask a Dad.
Right.
Episode 2 will be dropping this week. We already recorded it.
Right. Send us your questions.
Send your questions via to dear old Poppin' Bottles.
Via the video.
Yes. Send us questions to pbdadcast@gmail.com. Tweet them to @pbdadcast. If it's really short, like 15 seconds or less.
Right.
You can upload it on Instagram.
Right.
Tag us,
right?
Hashtag Ask a Dad. We'll snag it off there and put the little video in our video.
Because it's awesome.
It's a beautiful.
We thing. Just got videos and videos.
Yeah, we got some.
It's like
some good ones this week.
It's like exhibit. Yo, dog. I heard you like videos. So we put a video inside your video so you can watch videos while you're watching videos.
Exhibit yo, dog jokes will never get old. Ever. Ever.
Oh, man. I love that guy.
So, yeah. And if you want to do more than one question.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've had.
More than one question is fine. And then we can span it over a couple episodes. You'll be a regular.
Yeah. Like we've already had Ken and Danny in the first two.
Like everybody?
Yeah.
Like everybody from the first one is in the second one, pretty much. It's kind of like Lord of the Rings. We just kind of. We switch it out a little bit.
And honestly, if you guys don't send us questions, I'm going to have to start asking our moms. Mom, what do you want to ask me? What's the internet?
Right.
What's a YouTube?
What no, you, my mom knows what that stuff
what's
is.
What's this hashtag business? It's the number sign. It's a pound.
I wish you wouldn't curse on the internet.
I've got
that.
That
actually be something
times.
My grandmother would say.
Right.
But she probably wouldn't.
I mean, she makes a point. She makes a point. Yeah. Sometimes it's unnecessary. But, you know, fucking A.
It's kind of always fucking necessary.
It's just kind of.
Maybe we may have to label this one explicit.
Explicit. Explicit content. I'll just hit the little explicit button so like, that it's labeled explicit. In red letters, it says explicit. Right next to the episode. We just went to a place. I'm sorry. We're going to be super giggly now.
I'm losing my mind.
Right? Well, it's also late at night. So.
Yeah, I know.
Speaking of which, I think that'll do it. Let's wrap this up.
Turtles.
I hope you have a good time on your vacation.
Thank you.
Next week. I hope you make it back. If not, I mean, no biggie.
If I could, I'm going to come back with dreadlocks and with a whole lot of weed.
Are you going to be stinking?
Probably.
Stanky. St. Anky.
And I'm going to be I'm going to be more red than your Philly shirt.
I believe it. Yeah.
I'm going to look like a lobster.
You're going to burn, my friend.
Yeah, I will. And I'm going to be a miserable son of a bitch.
No offense, Nick's mom. No offense. Nick said that, though.
Yes. So, I will catch you guys all in 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
And, you know, this whole week while I'm on the internet. And whatnot.
Right.
So, hopefully coming Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Is the goal for Ask a Dad.
So, yes. And send us more questions, please.
Yes.
Please send us more questions.
Until I'm back from the beaches. Have a lovely couple weeks, folks.
Yeah. And, I'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Because I'm loyal to my fan base.
Except when you go to San Francisco.
Okay, look.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
All right.
Peace out.